Episode 362, May 14th, 2018.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is the Rob and Joe Show.
Fired from radio, now in a closet studio, they are Rob and Joe. All the listeners in the chat room, they make Rob mad, 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 but when they slurp our producer, girls that Joe loves so, they're all too young to vote. He wants them. Oh, tied to his bedpost.
Just recorded another bonus show, and it's the most bonusy of all bonus shows, I think.
Yeah, I have a slight level of concern because my father, he doesn't have a very good sense of humor about himself. He thinks that he does, but he doesn't. So he'll hear this, and then here's what we'll do. So he's listening. I'm sure he's in chat right now. I know he's listening. First of all, I love you. You have an opportunity to respond on the next bonus show.
Yes.
On the next bonus show, if you want to explain the story that was told in your words, so we're going to allow you to do that.
Can he come over and pre-record his explanation, his defense?
So you don't have to see him.
Well, you can do it. I mean,
yeah, however
works.
For him. Yeah, however you want.
Or
to
we could have him on whenever.
Can I ask something very cryptic about the bonus show?
Yeah. Sure.
The thing that we were talking about, the video. Can we post that for our patrons after the fact?
I think so. There are pictures of people's children. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm just talking about for the patrons, but I just want you to think about that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think so. Welcome to the show, everybody. Last night, Sunday night, I'm at watching the third period of the Caps game at BJ's Brewhouse. Guy sits down next to me, young guy. Starts talking to the bartender. They appear to know each other, or he's a regular or something. Bartender's like, what can I get you? You want to get some food? He goes, yeah, you know what I normally get. The bartender says, bacon cheeseburger? He goes, no. And he starts opening the menu, and he goes, no, I get the Brewhouse burger and add bacon and add cheese. The bartender says, this is a bacon cheeseburger. He goes, oh, yeah, I guess you're right. Then I talked to this guy a little longer. Guess
so
what?
You don't like this guy.
Guess what this guy does for a living? Guess what he does for a living? The guy that didn't know.
He's a waiter.
He's a waiter. Yes. Now, it is at Olive Garden where they don't serve bacon cheeseburgers. But then also, we're watching the Caps game. We're cheering because Ovechkin just scored a goal. He goes, is this live? No, it's recorded. We're all just, none of us looked at the score, though. We're acting like we're just this excited because we don't know what happened.
It's funny you say that because I was watching the Orioles, and I haven't really been watching them because they suck so bad.
Yeah.
They have one of the worst four records in all of baseball. So I turn it on. They're up 12 to nothing.
Yeah.
So I go onto my phone to see, all right, who hit home runs, because I just want to know the story behind the 12 runs. Game's over. It's 17 to 1. They won. So what happened to you? That guy had a legitimate question.
So go Caps. Because last week it was the game six of the Pittsburgh. We were recording,
and then we went downstairs afterwards. Sorry, Jim. I know Jim is a Pittsburgh fan, but guess what? He's got some Stanley Cups. We have none.
He's got some Super Bowls in the recent history. He's got a lot going for him.
We got nothing.
He's Jim Amato. He's on top of the world. Speaking of Jim Amato, I believe Marcus, you brought to our attention that our show opening could probably use some tweaks, and I believe Jim has come up with something for that. Are we going to play that at some point tonight, Robbie?
We can if you want. It's a minute long.
Okay, let's just, can we do it now?
Sure.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
You're listening to The Rob and Joe Show.
Here are two of the finest comedy stars ever.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Don't need any great long introduction from me. You're all familiar with their work. They're two very amusing entertainers.
It's alive!
The Rob and Joe Show.
Rob Mayer. Joe Robinson.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Now, live on tape from the basement of the Regal Robinson Manor.
This is The Rob and Joe Show.
Pretty strong.
Yeah, I like it. Now, he went into, what's that Bowie song?
Young Americans.
Young Americans, which is fine. I prefer it to be the song that was written and the parody song specifically for our show.
That's part of the things we need to fix.
Okay. But I love it. Do you like it?
I do, although I feel like, could we have some younger references? Other than Antoine Dotson. I mean, can anybody under 45 know anything that they are under 40?
Yeah, but it's just because it's Johnny Carson. It doesn't. Oh, you don't even like that. You don't like something that sounds old. You want it to sound more... It's just, they're bites, but you don't like them.
No, I just think it's...
Do you want to have Justin Bieber? Who are you thinking?
Yeah, I am thinking Bieber. I mean, is there somebody that's alive, maybe? still entertaining? It seems very what Jim Amato would do. It's excellent work, but I feel like he's playing to the Amatos of the world. Now, maybe that's our audience. Maybe I should just own up to that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you're not quite... I think we're young for our age, but we're not 20-somethings.
No, I don't think we should have, you know, this show's on fleek and it's lit and we should be acting like...
Are you
this.
Woke or do you...
No, we're not acting, but I mean, am I wrong, Marcus?
I think you could use a more contemporary spin. I think with between the Tony Perkins Show and the Mike O'Mara Show... They've kind of got the old-timey wrapped up. You guys aren't talking about old-time stuff. You're talking about what's happening right now. So I think being contemporary is better, and I'm glad that you pointed out the music because we would run into licensing issues.
Well, there you go, Marcus Serta breaking it out. But having said that, Jim, you just did this, and it's amazing. So it's hard for me to say anything bad, although I just did. Robbie, what do you think?
I think that this is mostly usable. I do think that I would prefer to have something that was more along the lines of a 98 Rock production as opposed to a more network production. It feels like the Mike O'Mara Show's intro.
Hey, Jim, can you do another one? All right, but nice try, Jim. Just do one more if you could.
I will be happy to use this one with a couple of changes.
So Jim brought up a good point. Do you know a comedy duo right now? Because the reference that he has is old. It's probably talking about the Smothers Brothers or something like that.
Comedy Twins, probably.
Yeah, right. What a joke no one will get.
The two dub queens. It's two black women.
All right. Is there something from the Arsenio show you guys can pull?
Arsenio is also old. You realize it's 1993.
I know that was the joke. Yes. Jim Amato said he's working on it.
All right,
so
thanks, Jim.
Cool. We'll get another
thanks.
One.
He's gonna have next week. It's gonna be all Sidney Crosby scoring against the Caps highlights and raising the cup.
No, he'll probably be back to Lemieux, and we'll be like, no,
exactly.
We need some Malkin in there.
Yes, if we could do an older Penguin, we'd reference him now too. Yarmir Yager, same era as Lemieux, but that's as far as we go back with our hockey knowledge. Welcome to the show, everybody. Mac Berkson sent us a message or posted about us on the TMS fan club, and he posted some pictures of his son, Paul, dominating the Pinewood Derby. My son, Paul, really enjoyed his shout-out on this week's Rob and Joe show. Thank you, guys. I would tag Joe on Twitter, but he would probably call my son fat or make fun of his hair, so I'll pass. Hashtag Pensamobile. So that's your reputation. You just shit on anyone and everyone.
He's probably right. So I'm going to have to tell this story cryptically. Comedian friend Justin Schleicher, we talk about a lot. He's the star of our murder mystery. He sent a picture of him sitting at a table with like 8 kids from the neighborhood.
Yes. Looking very unhappy.
And, let me see how I can tell this. So, there was one kid, and he was a little larger than the other kids. And
sure.
I isolated him and blew him up. And then Katie, who's very good at this little paint box thing that you can do with the phone, basically drew a picture of something in his hand.
Oh, no.
Squirting all over his face. Now,
okay,
I could not stop fucking laughing at that, right? I couldn't stop laughing. Could we get in trouble for that? Is that some sort of, I mean, is that, could that, could somebody see that and think that we...
I think Justin could get in trouble.
No, Justin could get in trouble in his personal life. Yeah, if somebody saw
that.
Hey,
we're the Smothers Brothers. We can do whatever we want, Joe.
Is there any, can you get in trouble for something like that?
Would
people consider that child pornography?
Yeah, delete that off your phone.
All right, I guess I'll do it.
There's probably a lot we need to delete. Who would you say, Joe, is the Robbie's biggest fan? And by biggest fan, it's one thing to be a fan of all of us, but when you're only the fan of one person, that would make you then that person's the biggest fan.
Yeah, so I guess...
And since Eric the Actor is no longer with us.
But I think Eric the Actor, really, he didn't give me much shit. But you...
No, he did.
Not as much as you.
No, of course not.
But... The one, I guess Captain Cupcake is Robbie's biggest fan who, I don't even know if he likes the show. I think he just likes Robbie.
It's very possible. So this week on Twitter, Captain Cupcake, who, if you follow him, it's just basically tweets shitting on me almost every single one. But he says, it looks like Rob Mayer's, and at Rob Mayer's, sweet Tampa gig was canceled. Was there a falling out with at David Koechner? Will at Miggity Mac, that's Mac Bergson, fall for this a third time?
Oh, no.
Okay. So, first of all, fall for this. I don't even know.
Like you're pretending you
exactly.
have
Exactly. And it would be second
You know
time.
Who's in on it is David Koechner and also the Tampa Improv.
Exactly.
Or whatever. They're all in on it. Okay.
So, I'm like, what the fuck's he talking about? So, I go on the website. I'm on the show. Everything's the same. So, I tweet, you know, at him, why are you saying that? Now, the TMOS fan club had, somebody had started a event page to come see my show. And whoever had done that, who lives down there, John Crandall, I believe, had, I guess, couldn't make it. So he canceled the event. So Captain Cupcake takes a screenshot, says this event was canceled. You cannot share this event, but you can still post. So I say, you're next level Restivo S stupid. Please think before you tweet.
That's why his name is Restivo S in chat.
And he never changes it. He never takes it. So either he still thinks, he legitimately thinks if we have a Super Bowl party and then we cancel, the Super Bowl doesn't exist.
Right.
That there's no gameplay. Okay. So he thinks that, or he wants it. There's no apology. No, whoops, I got that wrong. Or he wants it to, he knows he's wrong, but he won't apologize. And he wants it to, the tweet to stay out there.
He wanted to shit on you. Being wrong is not really a part of this equation. Now, did he tag David Koechner in that?
Yes.
Jesus, man.
Oh, no.
So it actually, it makes you look bad on like three different levels.
Yes.
God.
And that's your biggest fan, Robbie.
And that was kind of a dick move, Captain Cupcake.
Is Captain Cupcake
going to turn on
whoa,
you?
Whoa, wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, lover's quarrel. Is Captain Cupcake a Patreon?
I don't think he'd ever give us. I don't think he'd ever give us his money because he knows some of that goes to you and I, and he could never let that happen.
And you have to give you have to give an email. You don't have to give your real email.
Yeah. Well, if he's a Patreon, then he can do whatever he wants. But if he's not, then come on, Captain Cupcake, that's not appropriate.
That's your guy. So the show is still on. Who knows? Maybe he'll call and get me canceled somehow. But yes, I will finally.
He'll call and complain. Yeah. You're having that dick there.
I will finally be seeing, meeting Mac Bergson. Do you have a gift for me to give to him?
No.
Okay. Well, we planned this, but no. Mac actually has a gift that he wants me to give David Koechner.
Really? Do you know what it is?
I do. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it.
Is it a Pinewood Derby?
It is a Pinewood Derby car. No, it is it's actually quite cool. It's a cigar cutter that has, Koechner's from, Anchorman, the image. It says whammy on it.
Oh, he's going to love that.
It's going to be great. And this is, how dick of a move is it if I just take the credit and say that I made this?
It would be a super dick move, but I know you're not going to do that.
No, I wouldn't do that. I actually, here's something. what would you do morally here? The other, I mean, the Magoobies joke house this past weekend with Rich Voss, and begrudgingly trying to get rid of these old t-shirts. I've made new t-shirts, but they haven't got here yet. Voss is out there begrudgingly selling his t-shirts. We're miserable trying to fucking pawn our wares. Is that the phrase? But somebody buys a shirt, and this black woman, a lot of cleavage. She's a lot of fun. The show, one of the best audience members that we had all weekend. Her and her group were just good and cool. And she had a 20 in her hand, and I went to grab it, and I for a second I thought, wait, did she already give me a 20? Because I don't have it on me. And then because she was like, didn't know what I was grabbing for, which made me think she'd already thought she'd give me a 20. But then she just gave it to me. And then as I'm picking up a shirt, there's a 20 on the table underneath the shirt. So I realized she'd already given me 20.
I gotcha.
So now I'm like looking at she, because, you know, the bathroom is right next door there. She could have went in there, and she's still here. And then she went to the bar. She came back, and then I saw her. I said, did you give me an extra 20? And she goes, I think I did. So I gave her 20 back. But that was bothering me.
What was bothering you?
That I had maybe, not on purpose, that I had accidentally stolen $20.
Yeah, but you had an opportunity to make it right.
I did.
Yeah, it's, let me tell you, it's so fun. Listen to what I did. Normally, I never do this because I'm going to paint myself in a light that I don't like to do.
But oh, good.
I'm going to tell the story anyway. But this isn't what I'm normally like, people, and I'm not bragging. So there was a guy, Katie and I, we were going to do that show at the Ram's Head.
Yes.
We needed to get some Mother's Day gifts, so we went to the mall ahead of time. And then it was about 30 minutes before the doors opened, so I go, well, let's just eat here in the food court. We'll just eat here. So there's a guy there. He's got this really scraggly beard, dirty clothes. He's sitting there with a wrinkled up bag. He's got a soda in front of him, right? Just sitting there. He was sitting there when we went up to order the food. When we sat down, we ate our meal. He's sitting there the whole time. So I happen to have like $12 on me, right?
Baller.
I never have cash. So I walk over and I go, hey, hey, have you eaten? He goes, yeah, I'm just waiting for somebody. So, of course, I fucking walk up to this guy who was clearly a homeless guy, and I offered to buy him a meal, but no.
He clearly wasn't a homeless guy.
He didn't need any money. He probably had more money than I did. I felt like a fucking dick.
Do you think he's now, like, thinking about, like, how he
should shave.
What his appearance is to people?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I have no idea how that's what you're doing and that's what you look like. But yeah, I felt like a fucking dick, and I just fucking walked away. I said, okay, all right, kept move.
So the first night of the Rich Voss week was Thursday night. And he said, yeah, I have this guy coming down from Philly. He's going to do a guest spot. And he's late, right? So Mike Quinlan is emceeing, and then we're debating whether I'm going to, you know, traditionally the guest spot is a free spot. They do like 5 to 8 minutes. They go on right after the MC in between the feature, who was me, and then followed by the headliner. So we were like, well, I mean, I could go on. They could go on after me. The guy's text. He's like, yeah, I'm 8 minutes away. He does this thing that I hate where you say how far away you are, and then when you don't get there, then it's obvious that you lied.
Right.
And there's no traffic. It's Thursday night. It's 8 o'clock.
By the way, I have Waze, and I know exactly how far. Matter of fact,
right.
I said to Robbie how far I was away. Robbie, how far away was I Saturday?
I'm sorry, I don't remember.
The exact amount of time that
right.
I said I was away, because you have the technology now to give that
yes.
information. All right.
So he shows up. Eventually, it's 8:15. So when he said 8 minutes away, he's really 20 minutes away. Whatever. We hold the show. So he goes up, and he thinks he sees the light. And in the comedy, when they flash you the light, that means you got a minute or two left. And he finally actually just had a joke that landed for the first part of his 4 minutes.
Right.
And he goes, okay, I got to go. So he shows up late and then gets off early. So I'm questioning as from a comedy standpoint.
Was it the late show, so it was easy to hold?
It was Thursday. It was only one show.
I got you. Okay.
So what's better or what's worse, like either way you want to look at it? You show up late and you do less time you're supposed to, or you show up early and you go over your time?
Well, in this case, since he sucked, and it was also a third.
Well, he had just gotten a laugh, so he could have been building to a good set. Who knows?
So, well, if he was 4 minutes in, he only had between 2 and 4 more minutes. So I don't know how great his set could have been. He probably only had one more joke in him, right?
Yeah, I think he was supposed to do 8. So
all right. Mm-hmm. So he had 4 more minutes. So it's a real quick aside. I went on stage then I had to do 10 minutes. And I'm like, all right, let me just, I'm just going to plow through this. I'll do some crowd work, blah, blah, blah. 15 minutes.
Of course, you went over.
I still went over.
I knew. I should have.
I don't even know how to do 10. That's the thing. I genuinely don't.
I believe you. Trust me. You know how to do whatever you're supposed to do. You can, if I said do an hour, you do an hour and 20.
Okay. So anyway, but it was better the way that it worked. If he would have come on a Saturday, Friday or Saturday to do the early show and you're holding the show up, that would have been worse. But, you know, on Friday or Saturday, if you're doing the late show, then usually those shows start to flip the room. They usually start a little bit later anyway. So I definitely think what he did is better than showing up early and going long. Because you go long, it wouldn't have mattered in the Thursday show. Of course, if he's sucking, right, it matters. But on if you go long on a regular show, you fuck up the whole time. It depends on how long, too. I mean, one time you and I worked with that girl, Tiffany Baker. When I say work, she was doing a guest set.
Sure.
We were working. But she did a fucking 25-minute guest set, and she was not getting laughs. And then she said, does anybody have any questions?
Yes.
So, yeah, I've seen it happen all the way around. If you give me the exact show, I'll tell you. And the amount of time that he goes over or under, I'll tell you what's better. Because if he shows up late and then the show's held for 20 minutes, he does 1 minute, that's pretty fucking bad.
But if he shows up late and doesn't do his time, then he's almost
helping
a wash.
Yeah, helping get the show back on track.
Do you know why Rich Voss gave this guy a guest spot?
You told me, so you're going to have to let Robbie guess.
Why do you think he gave this guy a guest spot that he worked with in Philly?
He brought him a cigar cutter?
No, this guy was going to give him a discount on sneakers.
What kind of sneakers?
Like some Nikes. Some.
Did he work at Foot Locker or something?
Yeah, he's one of these guys that sells sneakers.
Now, being somebody who sold shoes for 7 years, of course, I didn't work at the...
Yeah, no, these are like $500 shoes. He was going to get it for like $250 or something.
Now, they're probably those ones that they buy on Entourage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the whole thing. But I just thought that was kind of funny, so...
Was it worth it? Is Andrew now going to... Andrew, by the way, is the owner of the Magoobies. Is he now going to book this guy? Probably not.
I doubt it.
He won't know. He doesn't know his name, knows nothing about it.
He showed up wearing a Randall Cunningham Philadelphia Eagles jersey.
Really?
Yes.
Come on.
But that's... First of all, that's a mistake in Baltimore, no matter what.
Yeah.
But that's not by a long stretch the worst jersey you could wear.
Oh, no. That's not a rival.
Because he was also a Raven. After he was an Eagle.
That's true, he was.
Yeah, there's an affinity here for Randall Cunningham.
Yeah, yeah. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Marcus Serta is upset. Let's find out. Rob and Joe Show, be right back.
Hi, it's Justin Schlegel, radio personality, comedian, actor, Taibo master, and home health care worker. I want to tell you about yet another hilarious live interactive whodunit from Die Laughing Productions called Smooth Criminal. In this one, I play Billy, manager of the world's greatest Michael Jackson tribute band, the Smooth Criminals. I'm in pursuit of a new lead singer, but my mission is derailed by a murder. Now, I must solve the crime myself in order to salvage the band, and you can help. Please join me and our cast of regulars to experience the laughter and insanity. Smooth Criminal, a murder mystery musical tribute.
Next performance May 20th at Magoobies Jokehouse, Timonium. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
The Rob and Joe Show.
So, Marcus, you've been doing your weekly wrap-up of the best of the More Broadcasting Network, the Americast, your fine show. Comes out every week, and Jim Amato occasionally fills in for you. Courtney occasionally fills in for you. And you've never actually, you never really text us about the show, but this week you did. This week.
Yeah, I've never ever one time heard you say, don't listen or listen to Americast. Now, I usually listen, but this time you went out of your way to comment on it.
Why? This week's show was fun.
Oh, you're not going to. Oh, I didn't know we were doing this. Is there, you don't want to talk?
No. Look, we've talked about it on the show before. You guys have taken up issue with Americast in the past when it hasn't given enough love to the Rob and Joe Show. And this week I was listening to the show and I got all the way through it. And I sent you guys a text to say, don't listen. Because
we're not mentioned.
Honestly, and I hate to say this because I come here to help, maybe participate on your show, and I appreciate the fact that you guys allow me to be here. But Courtney didn't give a shout out, a call out. He played a clip as part of a montage.
Well, that was probably created by Jim Amato, not him.
Well, featured way, I mean, this is not the whole crux of AmeriCast. Each and every week is to kind of give a little bit of what happened in the week before, helping to promote all the shows across more broadcasting. This week, Courtney had Jimmy Cerrito on and was obviously a little overwhelmed. Fuck that. He was way overwhelmed by Jimmy Cerrito because Jimmy Cerrito is on his fifth vodka and tonic he's drinking.
As he should be.
He's getting more and more shit-faced as the show goes on. And he's sharing some stories and he's being typical Jimmy. So every answer is drug out for days, like really bad writing. And so it goes on for a very long time. If you love TMOS and you love the relationship that Mike has with his friends and you want to know that backstory, guess what? This is a great show. But if you want to hear about all the things that happened last week on More Broadcasting, I'm sorry, it didn't quite deliver. It had a clip from Political Persuasions. It had a couple of clips from the Mike O'Mara show. But again, for Rob and Joe Show fans, this wasn't your week. I'm sorry. And so
what about the other shows? What about Tony Perkins and Tech 411 and none of them got mentioned?
Tony Perkins was on hiatus this last week. They had run an encore. Tech 411 I had dealt with last week. Cake and Cookies, no show.
So we were really the only ones who had a show.
Shows to deal with.
Why don't we combine our names and we take Rob for Robinson and Mayor for me, and do the Rob Mayor cast, the wrap up of the Rob and Joe show.
That's a good idea.
Marcus, didn't I hear you say that you couldn't finish your own show? You couldn't listen to the whole thing?
I put on the headsets. I got about halfway in. I took off my headsets and had to give myself an hour break.
You sound like me obsessing over the murder mystery.
I heard 29 minutes of Jimmy Cerrito. And look, the last time I was in the D.C. area, I got into an Uber. I made a special trip out to Herndon to go see Jimmy and hang out at Jimmy's. And Jimmy was great and wonderful, and I like him a great deal. But at the same time, there was 29 minutes of Jimmy that this was 29 minutes of my life that I couldn't get back. And there had been two clips of shows for More Broadcasting. So I was a little
It was the Jimmy Cerrito show.
So I had to take a break and come back to it and finish it. When I finished it, I was just like, the first thing on the front of my head, front of my brain, and the reason I text you guys is just go, fuck, I know that I'm going to get in there tonight. I know those guys are going to listen to the
You were doing
show.
A preemptive
yeah,
strike.
Trying to get ahead of it.
Is AmeriCast did not fucking talk about our show. What the fuck?
Marcus, is it safe to say that if they'd gotten Jeremy Woodworth on the show, it would have been better?
Let's not go crazy.
We can get him for you,
yeah,
by the way.
He's a tough kid. So,
let's do it.
Well, hold on. Do you think Jimmy Cerrito's ever heard the Rob and Joe show?
Yeah, he said he listens. I know he's a big fan of mine. We've hung out before.
What? He doesn't like me.
I don't know. He's never met you.
Didn't he hear about me trying to help out this homeless guy?
He hates you. I've heard it on several people.
He never wants homeless right. people to be helped.
Yeah, he skips ahead when you're speaking.
Well, is it not reasonable to have a permanent fill-in? Because Jim Amato is awesome, and he treats the job with respect. Was he not available?
It's not so much a matter of that. So this year, going into this year, it was trying to find some balance between all the stuff that I do and just trying to have a normal life and still trying to do all the crazy crap that I do. And so there's a number of weeks that I said, look, these are weeks that I would like to take off. And both in having conversations with Jim and Courtney, right, neither one of them want to take them all on. Neither one of them would want to do the show on a full-time basis because they know how much work it takes to produce a show.
How many weeks
and
off?
As a matter of fact, Courtney shit on me this past weekend because he said, oh, Marcus does a show in 15 minutes and this is taking 2 hours. And I'm like, you know, when I don't have a guest and all I'm doing is playing clips, well, guess what? Yes, it doesn't take me that long to blow through it. But when you have a guest, guess what? Have a timeline and wrangle. I understand Jimmy Cerito.
You mean produce it? Produce the show?
Yes.
Yeah, hey, well, Jimmy Cerito is a pack full of kittens that you got to wrangle, and I totally
That's what they
that.
Call him, pack full of kittens Cerito.
Now, Marcus, first of all, I love Marcus. I do. I genuinely do.
So do I.
But I just want to read what Jim Amato was saying in response to what you were saying. Okay, now, I'm not.
This will be good.
Okay, he's saying, Marcus doesn't want me. He never answers the phone. He doesn't call. He doesn't write. He would gladly do the show. I offered to panel with Marcus.
There you go.
All I'm telling you.
Okay, so let me respond to Jim. Let me respond to what Jim says. First off, Jim, look, I have no problem with you, and I would talk to you more often if I honestly had the time in my schedule to do that. I just don't. And it's sort of like every time he's talked to me, and Jim, you have to admit this, the times that we've spoken, usually I'm in the car going from work to whatever the next thing is that's happening in my life. So it's always in transition. The other thing is, I like paneling with Jim, but I also don't want to get into a habit, and this was a problem with Americast in the past, is that I attempted that where Steve Mermelstein and I did it on a regular basis.
We don't say his name anymore.
Yeah, we don't. He who should not be named.
Banelstein.
Yeah, so that guy. So in doing so, I think the show suffered, and I can look at the numbers and tell that the show didn't perform as well as when it has regular guests on the show. So
hey,
Jim and I have done quite a few shows together. So the fact that I just bomb these out, it also comes down to scheduling. It's like, you know, I'm trying to fit it in. I know that I need to deliver it.
Yeah, Marcus, I was just making a joke.
Marcus,
I want to make sure Jim knows I love the guy. I you know, again, I can't wait to have a drink with him, all that stuff. But I don't want to continue to put more and more burden on these guys.
Hey, Jim,
helps me out quite a bit with clips.
Jim, I'm going to direct message you my phone number on Twitter, and you and I can build a friendship.
Hey, but seriously, Joe, would you be willing to do Americast if we didn't have to pull any clips?
Yeah, I'd do it.
Okay, I would do it too. I don't want to have to pull any clips. You just play the clip. We'll talk about it. We'll do everything.
Okay. Yeah,
wait. How often?
Once.
Yes.
Well, once. Well, we'll commit to one.
Yeah, I'll do one.
Yeah.
And I'll just Jimmy Cerito it and talk for 29 straight minutes. Only play Rob and Joe show clips.
No, we'll just talk about Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. We'll do an infomercial for it.
We'll put it on the schedule. But next week, Americast, I'm hosting Matt Preisner, who is the leader of the TMOS Beer Enthusiast Club, is coming on to talk about an event they're throwing.
You do love alcohol.
Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
It's true.
And it's going to be a great show. So it's going to be a lot of fun this week. A
couple other things I forgot about Magoobies.
Andrew Unger.
Andrew has fired his sound guy, which is a whole other story. But he has new sound guys, and so far they're struggling. The first night, guy Thursday and Saturday was the same. Guy Friday was different. Guy Thursday, he goes, "What do you want to bring? Come up to?" I said, "I don't really care." Guess what he says that who he plays, what band? If you say that,
so if you say to the guy, "I don't care who this is," the MC, Mike Quinlan.
No, this is the sound guy. Who the sound?
No, what I mean is, who did he say? What do you want me to bring you up to?
He asked me.
He asked
the sound
you.
Guy asked me that.
Okay, so this is the song you were brought up to.
Well, no, because once he told me who the default band is, I gave him a song.
ABBA, Take a Chance on Me.
No, Coldplay.
So he just brought you up to some whiny clock.
Well, no, I said, no. I said, Coldplay's your default? Well, no, I'll take Sabotage, Beastie Boys.
Yeah, okay? Something that people,
yes.
That will rile people up.
Right.
Not make people want to drink more. Although
so
that'd
then,
be good too.
Yeah, so then Friday night, different sound guy. He goes, "We're starting the show a little late, so I'm doing 20. The MC's doing 8. So the sound guy's like, "When do you want to be lit?" And Mike says, "At 6. I said, "Yeah, both 2 and a light. 18 for me, 6 for him." So he looks at me and goes, "16? I said, No, he's 6. I'm 18. He goes, "Okay." I see him 5 minutes later. "So 16? I said, "No. Light me at 18. So then Andrew, we're starting the show late again for some reason, says, "Yeah, I've changed it. You're going to do 17. He's going to light you at 12. I'll tell him." I said, "Okay." I go up. I know I've been up longer than 12. I look at my watch. I've been up 18.
Right.
So then, you know what? I'm just going to close. As I'm closing, he lights me.
Did you tell Andrew that story?
I think I did. Yeah. He said, yeah, he's trying hard. But then he bought a shirt, so I like that guy. So,
man, you shouldn't have shit on him.
Yeah. I didn't say his name.
Hey, we talked last week about Tom Myers being on channel. He was on channel 2, right?
Yeah.
So then... We're talking about, we're laughing. How did this idiot make its way? How did he con his way onto a network? Now, it's local, but network television. He's not on some cable access. He's on one of the big three, ABC, yes. NBC, CBS. Now, this week, he's on one of the other networks.
Yes.
He's on 13.
Making the rounds.
He's been on. The only channel he hasn't been on is 11, which is the one I say I walk past.
Yes.
So
there's no chance the producer looked at that other appearance. No chance.
But other appearance, Robbie, there are literally hundreds of videos of him just bombing. There's not one video of him doing well.
There's no video out there that you would look at and then think, let's book him.
Yes. There's not one.
So these people aren't doing their job, basically, is what you're saying.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, is there any screening at all?
Well, we bring this up with Nina when he gets hired. How you don't do a Google search? I mean, how is this? It's baffling.
Now, here's the thing. Tom Myers, comedian, look him up. He now possesses something I want. How did you do this? How did you? I mean, it's like Ocean's 11 is more plausible than him being able to say, I'm a comic, book me, and then they look at his body of work and he makes it on the show. It is beyond me how he's able to pull this off. So I do want to know. And of course, Pom probably hates me like he hates every comic because every comic basically says he's horrible. And I think that hurts his feelings, but.
Well, Erica's trying to get Tom on quality time. He's having a hard time pinning down. His schedule's very busy.
No, he turned it down.
No, he's texted me. Now they're going over dates, and he just can't come up with a time. He said it's the hardest person he's ever had to book in his life is Tom Myers. But it'll be worth it.
He's having Justin on next week.
Right.
He can't get – Tom can't find it. Marcus is easier to book.
So we have some Scott Apple news.
Yeah, so – if there are any new listeners, Scott Apple, go back and listen to some old episodes of Scott Apple. He's done some amazing things on this show. As a matter of fact, one of the most important things he did was we wrote a Match.com profile collectively. I think none of mine was used, but yours and Robbie's pictures and the narrative or whatever was used.
The bio.
And he met a girl. He ended up married to that woman. And because of her success, this past week, he was able to resign.
So he's gone. It's over. He didn't give out 2 weeks?
No. His last day is June 1st.
Okay.
And after that, he's done.
Is there a going away party?
Well, I don't want to say there isn't one because I don't want him to leave before June 1st. But, yeah, honestly, we probably will do a little something for Scott. But Scott is literally my worst employee. It's not even close. He's a horrible, horrible, horrible employee. He makes more money than everybody there except me. And he does less work than every single person that's there. Nobody in the entire, probably company, does less work than Scott.
What is he worse at? Knowing who sang what song or being an employee for you?
Well, see, this is the thing. He does Social Security disability hearings. And when he does them, he's very good.
It's just everything in between.
But what's happened is we've gone out of this geography to find our clients, and so there's much less for him to do. And as a result, in between, it's not like he's helping me do my job. It's not like I'm like, hey, is there anything I can do for you? No. He sits in his office and he looks at, memes, and he doesn't. he comes in late. He doesn't come in at all. He leaves early. One time I looked in his office. It was 3:30. He was there. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe
he was there that late.
I've never seen him there that late. So yeah, I mean that's the deal. But I do love Scott. He's just a shitty employee, but I love him. But he'll be gone June 1st, and that's it.
Well, we have to have him on the show. We still need Scott Apple's stories, and if you're not seeing him every day, that's going to be hard to come by.
Yeah, it is funny. We haven't had him on in a long time. I think the last time was when he was talking up the record. Is that true, Robbie? The last time we had him on.
That sounds right. Yeah,
but. I call Rob at least once every couple of weeks when Scott says something absurd.
Yeah,
stuff he says. I mean, of course, the last thing we talked about was when he didn't know he couldn't beat people up, which still is beyond me, but yeah.
I would be open to doing another music quiz.
Well, here's the thing. I'd be up for it, too. Robbie, of course, he cringes anytime we have to do something that requires production, because Robbie knows that means work for him. So I would always just ask if Robbie's willing to do it, I'm willing to do that as well.
I always say that we do it the same way every time. You guys write some questions, some categories.
Yeah.
Then I tweak it a little bit, and then I put it all the production together for the show.
Right.
So I'll have to do it at my leisure.
Sure.
But it may be a few weeks before we get it all together. But yes, absolutely. You guys have to do the initial.
Okay,
work.
But do you have the list of every song and every question we've used before? Because I forget.
I will be able to. It's just easier if you guys just submit me what you got.
You'll
and then
know.
I will
okay.
weed it out.
Gotcha.
I listen to Marcus and Robbie talk about how busy their lives are. It makes me crazy. I know they're not busier than me. I know they're not.
No. Well. Marcus can't even call Jim Amato.
He can't even make
Robbie's
a phone call.
Watching 18 TV shows.
But Marcus is saying he can't make a phone call. That seems so odd. I mean, are you ever in the car? Are you ever driving from one place to another? Anyway, I somehow managed to fill my day with things. You know how many movies I've seen since I've mentioned this already? 18 movies since Christmas. I've been able to work them into my schedule.
Somehow you have. You know, on that note, let's take a break because I want to come back and talk about my movie pass. It's almost over. Will I get it in time? Rob and Josh, I'll be right back.
Hello again. It's Gramps back again urging you to join Patreon. Recently, my son Joe revealed that an engagement ring purchase and a proposal are imminent for him. Rob is feeling more pressure than ever. Can you imagine what it will be like at home for Rob once Katie receives that ring? The scowls and the tension will be unbearable. Don't you want him to finally be able to get that ring and propose to? Hasn't that poor woman suffered long enough? Well, you can help. Become a Rob and Joe subscriber on Patreon. Not only will you receive all the great bonus shows and premium content that's causing such a buzz, but you'll also be giving to a good cause, Robin Tawanda's future. How else is he going to afford that ring? He can't even win that $25 prize at Comedy Kumite. And in case you were worried that I might stop hitting on Tawanda, you need not. Nothing can stop me. Engaged, married, those things never get in my way.
The Rob and Joe Show.
I have two straight weeks here. I'll be in Tampa and then Kansas City. Tampa Improv, Kansas City. I don't know if it's Improv or Funny Bone, but with David Koechner. So I'll be away and it'll probably be some downtime. Probably some good movie watching time.
And yeah, you can see a movie every day for free.
I could. So Mac Bergson, speaking of earlier, he says, the chances that Rob sees any movies with his movie pass before they go under, because now they're talking about folding, are shrinking. Chances that Joe continues to pat himself on the back for giving an amazing gift remain high. The hypocrisy of Joe criticizing Rob for not seeing movies when it took him 8 weeks to see Lincoln is not lost on the true fans of the Rob and Joe Show.
Man, he's got to let that Lincoln go.
He can't.
That was a different time. I was in a different place in a different time. Now, there is absolutely no way. Marcus was talking about Deadpool.
Yeah.
There is a 1,000% chance I see Deadpool the weekend it comes out. Anything that I want to see now, I do not miss, and it's because of MoviePass. By the way, how likely is it that MoviePass folds?
I don't know, but I mean, I feel like I have to try to use it before my 6 months are up, right? I mean, it's coming up.
I mean, you think about it this way. When I go, Katie might pay for the movie sometimes, but for the most part, I'm either paying for the movies or the concessions, right?
Yeah, that's
so
adds
movie
up.
Pass. I mean, what's 18 times 12? That's what I would have spent in movies alone.
Yeah. Not going to do the math, but.
No, it doesn't necessarily seem like that
$196
much.
$196.
Yeah,
something.
That's doable, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then forget. All right, then no movie pass. So instead of 190, whatever. By the way, it'd be doubled because I'm usually paying for...
It's $216.
Right.
But that was close.
But if I don't have MoviePass, I'm paying for both movies likely. So it'd be $400 versus the $120 that we spent. That's manageable. All right. It can go out of business.
Well...
I'm fine.
Tawana didn't particularly care for Deadpool, so maybe I can see that, even though I didn't particularly care for it either. Although I still want to see Ready Player One. She has no interest in that.
That's fine. I liked it. I didn't love it, but I enjoyed it.
I could see Solo. She doesn't care about that.
No, listen, if you're going to see a movie, Is A Quiet Place still out?
I already saw A Quiet Place.
Oh, have you seen Tully?
I don't even know what that is.
That's the best movie I've seen this year. So check out Tully.
What if Koechner wants to see a movie? I got to see what he wants to see.
You can't see Tully with Koechner. It's a movie about postpartum depression.
Why would I want to see that at all?
Because it's a great movie. I just told you it
was
great.
Why can't I see it with Koechner then?
Because the idea of you saying, hey, this is the movie I want to see, that might mean you can't. You follow the best picture was won by The English Patient. You can't ask Koechner to go see that movie.
No, I really need this to happen now. I need him to take him to see Tully.
I want to see Tully. It's on me.
It's Charlize Theron.
Yeah, she probably.
Okay.
I'll bet right now if you look at the Oscar odds, if their early Oscar odds are out, she's the number one seed.
Okay. What if I wanted to see
she gained like
Moonlighting or whatever it's called.
Moonlight, the movie that won Best Picture two years ago.
What if I'm just saying, would that have been okay?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that question. That's about basically a gay man in the inner city trying to figure out his sexuality.
Yes, I know. That's the point. Would that be weird for me to ask Koechner to see that?
I think that it would be weird, yeah.
All right. What about 12 Years a Slave?
I think it would be weird, yeah.
Okay. What about a kid's movie, some cartoon?
Like Coco?
No, like actual, like... literally ship. Only
like
for kids.
Like Elmo and Grouchland?
Yes. Smurfs or something.
Yeah. Well, are you asking me if that would be weird?
Yes.
Yes, it would be weird.
Okay. Well, we'll find out.
I don't think Smurfs is just for kids. It has Neil Patrick Harris.
Really?
In it.
Did you go see it?
No, I didn't see it.
Okay, you see every other friggin' movie.
I saw Ferdinand, but I saw that with kids. I just saw Coco. Shout out J.L. Covani believes it's the greatest movie of all time.
Was it?
I liked it. I enjoyed it. Here's the thing. The story wasn't any better than any other Pixar. Matter of fact, there's a lot of Pixar movies where the story is better. But it's assault on your eyes is really the distinction between this movie and maybe some of the others. It's
assault
fucking...
Assault is a good word.
Oh, my God. It's so... It is fucking fantastical to look at.
Gotcha.
They did a really, really good job creating and producing this movie. I liked it. I really enjoyed it.
I don't know if I've ever seen a Pixar movie.
What? What are you fucking serious?
What are another? Let me see. Pixar movies.
You never seen Toy Story?
Nope.
Finding Nemo?
Nope.
I mean, if you didn't see those two,
I saw The Incredibles.
Okay,
but only a couple years ago with Tawanda.
Did you like it?
I did.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Is Up? Is that the one?
Yeah,
yes. I saw that. Saw that.
Did you cry?
I saw that on a plane. You can't cry on a plane.
Did you cry? You didn't cry.
I don't believe so.
What do you have?
I don't even remember what happened.
The guy went up.
Yeah. Is that? I mean, I'm sure I didn't cry on the plane.
You know when the last movie I cried was? The last one I saw.
Tully?
Yeah.
What'd you think about David Koechner?
I thought about him. I thought about you watching crying next to him.
I've seen Up and... Wait, did I see... Yeah. Up and The Incredibles. That's the only two I've seen.
Monsters, Inc.?
Nope.
University? Cars?
Nope. If David Koechner started to cry during the film, would you console him and hold him?
I think I would. I'd do that for anybody. I'm a nice guy. You can cry on my shoulder. I'll be there for you. Has that ever happened to you? Has a man ever cried in front of you? Another man, not a family member.
I think I told the story on the air because it became more of another story where Katie tried to get my ass kicked. But there's this Marine. I told this when it happened. This was when we went to Chicago, and he was watching Wonder on the plane, and he was bawling.
No.
So Katie starts, videoing him, right?
Yeah.
Now, I, of course, stressed because she's videoing him where she just has it kind of sitting on her leg. So, yeah, I'm stressed. I don't want this guy to know that we're, it's highly invasive to video somebody without their knowledge, but whatever. It was funny. I knew all she would do was put it in the text of our group and say, this guy's crying. But then she's showing it to me while we're sitting in the seat. And I'm like, put that down. Because, of course, all you see when you're in a plane is what the people in front of you are doing.
Right.
And what she's doing is videoing another person on the plane. So I'm like, they're going to tell that Marine and he's going to fight me, not you.
You'll be crying at the end.
Right. But yeah, I did see that man cry.
But I think the question on the table is, like, have you ever had a conversation with another man where they just started crying and
they're going through a divorce or something?
For some reason, I feel like I have.
Scott Apple.
Now, I'm on the phone with men that I'm trying to help get disability. And they all the time crying. I talk to people crying every day.
I had a neighbor cry in front of me one time.
Why? Could you report it into the NBA?
No, he used to live right next door to me. And then a couple of years later, he was living down the street in another house he was renting down the, on the same
street.
He
just loves living near you so much.
I think so. And so I said, how you doing? He's, no, this is a former special forces, like military guy, serious dude, big crew cut the whole thing. And I asked him about, he doesn't have his dog anymore. I was wondering what happened to his dog.
God.
And he started crying.
He lost his dog in the war.
So there was a guy.
Dog got killed in my car.
There was a guy that you saw who was in special forces. Every time you saw him, he was walking a dog. So you decided to go up to him and go, what happened to your dog? Is that what I just
told you? What do you think you say? I saw the dog.
I saw
it. He was my next door neighbor. I talked to him all the time when he would live right next door to me. And I would talk to his dog. I would reach over and pet his dog.
You're lucky you didn't get karate chopped.
Exactly. So which, if I have to, which Pixar movie should I see first if I should see these
stories? Robbie's going to say Toy Story 3. That's not correct.
No, you
got to
watch
answer.
Them in order. You got to watch the first three Toy Stories.
Yeah. Let me think. I love Ratatouille. Love it.
Because here's a list that ranks them. It says Wall-E's the best.
No, it is not the best.
No, it's not. It's the
not
longest,
the best.
And
it sucks. It's, okay.
It's not. It doesn't suck.
It's just trying
it's hard to do
it's
in one sitting.
No. Wall-E is a preachy movie. It has a message. And you know, whatever. I mean, Wally, just give me my...
Well, it says Toy Story is number 2, Finding Nemo, Toy Story 2, The Incredibles, Toy Story 3, Inside Out. I know you've talked about
loved
that
Inside
before.
Out.
Finding
loved
Dory, Ratatouille, Up.
Ratatouille is better than Finding Dory. I like Finding Dory. Ratatouille is better. So's Up. Keep going.
Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc. Yeah, by the way, it didn't even have a Bug's Life in there, which is...
Yeah, 13.
Mean,
Cars, 12. Bug's Life, 13.
Well,
Coco, 14. Sorry, JL. Trump supporter website. 15, The Good Dinosaur.
What? I didn't even know that was a Pixar movie.
Yeah, either.
Lowest grossing film. 16, Monsters University.
Didn't see it.
17, it. Brave. 18, Cars 2.
Yeah.
19, Cars 3.
They got the end pretty right.
Yeah, and 20 is a Deadpool 3.
Yeah, no.
Toy Story trilogy
yeah,
sounds like
the way
answer.
That they chopped off the bottom, they're right. And he's going to pass The Good Dinosaur. All those Cars is fine. That it's you know, but I love Ratatouille. I love Inside Out. I love all the Toy Stories. I love Monsters Inc. What am I leaving out?
Maybe we should come up with a list.
Finding Dory
of the 10 movies Finding that Dory. I need to see that I haven't seen.
Finding Dory's fine, but you know, I mean, obviously Finding Nemo is better.
Finding Dory is the highest grossing Pixar movie.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen Saving Private Ryan. People were talking about that today. Is that something
fine.
That I should
it.
See?
No, it's not. If you give me the 10 movies that you should see, that isn't on it.
Okay.
It's not great.
I mean, I liked it, but yeah, no. I mean,
it's fine, but
there's a movie, obviously. Have you seen both Godfathers?
Yes.
Okay. Have you seen Raging Bull?
I mean, it's been so long that I probably not.
Have you seen
The Elephant Man?
Yeah, Elephant Man's
I don't
awesome.
Remember.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Okay.
Have you seen The Exorcist?
I don't remember.
Okay, you think you'd remember this one?
Yeah, I mean, those are, but there's got
to
be contemporary
movies. Have you seen Back
movies.
To the Future?
I have seen Back to the Future.
1, 2, and 3?
I'm not seeing freaking 2 or 3 again. I'm sure I have at the time.
If you said, what 10 movies should I see? Robbie has Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
A third of his list is occupied.
You need to see Rocky 5 and Back to the Future 3, otherwise you haven't lived. I was talking about movies in basically 2000 on, but
you've seen Goodfellas, right?
I've seen. It's one of my all-time favorites. No, yeah. I haven't seen The Departed.
I like The Departed. I like it a lot.
Michael Chamberlain hates it.
I know he does.
Well, that's why I haven't seen it. I haven't seen Titanic. I haven't seen Avatar.
Don't worry about Titanic. Don't worry about Avatar.
Okay.
Yeah, unless you can see Titanic in a theater, don't bother.
Well, I can. I got connections. I'll invite Keckner to the Titanic.
Yeah, you guys go see Titanic. It's like 4 hours long.
I've seen The Lord of the Rings. I've seen all the Batmans. I've seen, I've seen a couple of Harry Potters, but that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, if you said, give me 10 movies I need to say, I wouldn't say see all the Harry Potters.
Okay.
But I loved them.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to see them. So.
Yeah, well, so you're good.
Yeah. I haven't seen Blazing Saddles. Sorry, Scott Berkson.
Yeah, I think, here's the thing. Some of that stuff, when I think about comedies, I do think they kind of have their place in time. And then I do think that comedy passes by. Like, if I saw a Marx Brothers movie, you know, I don't need to hear their Duck Soup is a classic. I'll bet I would fucking hate it.
Right.
You know, I mean,
Honestly, I'm going to tell you right now, the Marx Brothers movies, I've seen them in the last 2 or 3 years, and they hold up a lot.
Yeah, add that to our promo, Jim Amato.
They hold up better than that Blazing Saddles.
Uh-oh.
Well, this is the thing. I was going to say that about those Mel Brooks movies. I remember when Robbie and I saw Young Frankenstein, we were little teeny kids in the theater, and I fucking thought it was the funniest thing I ever saw. Those things, it doesn't last. You know, even if you watch Animal House or Caddyshack now, there's some nostalgia, but I mean, you're not gonna be like, oh my God, you know, does Dumb and Dumber do what it did when you saw it the first time? If I want to sit down and watch a comedy, I mean, I don't know. I love Office Space. I probably watch that before I watch anything.
I love Superbad.
I love Superbad too. Did you see Office Space?
Yes, I've seen. I've done the Arlington Draft House. I've hosted the Office Space, contest and movie viewing.
Did you dress up like Milton? Times.
That was the MC. I kept it impartial.
Robbie, what's your favorite comedy? About Back to the Future. Is that a comedy?
You know, JL put his top 10 list on today.
The top 10 what?
His top 10 favorite comedies.
My favorite comedy is controversial because most people don't consider this a comedy, but it is a dark comedy.
What?
RoboCop.
What? You're out of your fucking mind.
Dark.
Okay, I can't.
Your all-time favorite comedy is RoboCop.
It is a funny, funny movie. If you go back and watch it, it's purposely played for comedy, especially in the first half of
the
film.
Okay, look, I understand that I buy that for a dollar. I understand there's comedy elements in it. It's clearly an action movie, right?
Yes, it's an action movie. Die Hard's got some humor.
Is Evil Dead a comedy?
Yes.
Okay.
Is Lethal Weapon a comedy?
Evil Dead 2 is a comedy.
It's not.
It is in the horror category, but it is a comedy.
All right. The funniest movie I ever saw was Evil Dead 2. I couldn't stop laughing.
It is one of the funniest movies I've ever seen,
All right. J.L. Covan, our noted movie expert and rival of Joe, movie pass viewing. 10 favorite comedies in no order. There's Something About Mary, Young Frankenstein, Meet the Parents.
What?
Cable Guy.
I like Cable Guy.
MacGruber.
What?
Tenacious D and the Pick of Destiny.
What? I'm the biggest Tenacious D fan there is. That movie's horrible.
Hamlet 2. I don't know what that is. Bruno. I guess that's not Borat, but Bruno.
Jeez.
Dumb and Dumber, Old School.
Old School is what he thinks is the funniest movie of all time.
There's no order. It's just his 10 favorites.
God, what a fucking
I love Old School.
List.
No, I love Something About Mary. That's on my list. The Knocked Up is on my list.
Knocked Up is great.
I love Superbad.
40-Year-Old Virgin is funnier than most of the movies on there. All right, I can't.
Jaws always cracks me up.
Yeah, you probably think that's a comedy.
Robbie's favorite comedies, Jaws, Evil Dead 2, Top Gun.
Sophie's Choice, Schindler's List.
And An Officer and a Gentleman. All right, we're out. We're going to go, laugh at all of Robbie's favorite comedies. Good show. Check out the bonus this week. Get on Patreon. You're going to have to check it out. Next week will be a doozy, we promise you.
Yeah, make sure that you come see either Rob and David Koechner if the show's still on.
Yeah, and Mac Burke's going to be coming on Thursday the 17th. You won't get David Koechner at the 17th. You just get me.
Oh, that's right. He's coming to see you do 45.
Right.
So, and that's in Florida.
Tampa.
This weekend, right? Tampa, Florida. Yep. And then this Sunday, everyone else, myself, Justin Schlegel, Eric Woodworth, Tommy Cimbazzo, Sean Gabbert, Chris Likealot on sound.
You're playing my role. Have you ever played my role before in a murder mystery?
Trying to think. Not that I can think of.
Well, this is it.
You haven't.
Oh, I look forward to hearing about this. Although, next week I'm not on the show, right? You guys are doing something different?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm excited because next week Katie's going to fill in for you. And the guest is Mara Rheinstein.
Good get.
Good to get
her 10 favorite comedies.
Well, I want to hear if any of those are on the list. Jeez.
Who do you think is closer, JL's or Robbie's are closest to her?
I don't know. Well, we'll ask her if she thinks RoboCop is a comedy. Robbie, I'm going to ask it because I know you. I'm going to say, hey, is RoboCop a comedy? Anyway,
ridiculous question. Have fun with that show.
Well, the fact that we're asking the question might influence her answer. Yeah. But either way, she's now a top critic on Rotten Tomatoes, of which there's 33.
It. Yeah.
She's one of them, top critic. Wow. So I'm very excited to have her on and talk movies because now I got a lot to talk about.
And go to Magoobies this Sunday to see Joe play my role if he can live up to my standards.
Later.
See ya.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.